Super Nerd Podcast, the adventure that brings you the latest nerd news and rumors from movies, TV, entertainment, and sometimes science. You name it, if it is nerdy, we're talking about it. And with me as always is Hey folks, thanks so much for joining us. Make sure to hit that podcast subscribe button. We would love to nerd out with you each and every week. And if you've already hit that podcast subscribe button, well, you know what I'm going to say to you. Plus 10 nerd XP. One of my kids is sneaking behind me with a phone, and another one's sneaking behind me with a pizza.
I may or may not have let them FaceTime their friends in Texas.
So we're doing something a little different tonight, because obviously we've been gone. We took a little vacation. And so I figured we just need to catch up. We just need to, like, talk and just have fun and just get back in the swing of things, because I know you, the listener, have been going, what in the world? Where have they been? And it all started with, I'm in the Army, and I had to go away for a long time. I got back, and then after I got back, let's see here, we had people going on vacation, some cars broke down, life happened to us. But we're back, and unfortunately, Brady's not here, because Brady, I guess, is on vacation, too. So we figured, well, we better just jump on and do something. Otherwise, we're going to get way out of the habit. But, yeah, we're just here to chat and have fun and talk about whatever. So, Bob, Jekka, how have you guys been? What have you been up to? What's nerdy with you?
I've been making up for 7 months of field work and not being able to do what I wanted to. So I've been like living up the what summer's supposed to be with all the vacations and stuff. So I went home for a week to Utah, was hanging out with family, and then my mom and dad drove back out here to Humboldt County where I'm going to school, and we were out here for a week, and then I went back with them to spend another week in Utah with family. And then I'm back here for a week, and then tomorrow I leave to go back east to visit friends in Illinois, New Jersey. So,
Are you going to be in New Jersey?
Yeah, I have my friend.
I live like 2 hours from New Jersey.
You don't know if I'll see you, Bob. Sorry. I have no plans going out there. It's just going to be hanging out with them. But I will remember that next time.
Hey, just if you guys end up in D.C., let me know, and I'll see if I'm actually in the area.
Oh, yeah, I will totally do that. I have not been to D.C., so.
D.C. is awesome. I've been to D.C.
I really want to go there. I want to go check it out.
And I have also not been to D.C.
You should go to D.C. It's awesome.
It is. It is fantastic.
Amanda, you and me, we'll go.
Yes, I'll leave him behind, and we can go, yeah.
Yes, we'll go.
I think that is exactly what you should do. Leave Austin behind. Leave Austin out of everything.
Just go have fun. You guys need a vacation. Go, and I'll watch the kids. There you go. I'll earn mega points, and I'll get my PS5 finally.
PS5? You want a Steam Deck?
I want that as well. Huh? That's funny.
So I've been... My parents surprised us they came down, surprised us for my daughter's dance recital. So they were down for a couple days.
They're from Minnesota still, right?
What's that?
They're from Minnesota, is that right?
That's right. That's right. Oh, wow. They're from Minnesota. Yeah, it was quite the drive. Really, yeah. It was really entertaining. They blew my daughter's socks off. And then... Then pretty much just been hanging out, doing this, that, and the other thing.
That's cool. Amanda, you want to give a little life update?
So my dryer broke, and I tried to fix it, I took the entire dryer apart, put a new dryer belt on. The first time I try and use it, the dryer belt breaks again. And I had to take it apart to find out the missing piece was like $100. So I found a used washer and dryer for $200. And I went and I picked up those. Then 2 weeks later, Austin's car breaks down.
You forgot the first time you've okay. So the car, yeah, my little junker car. There's a long story behind it.
I remember that car.
It was having an issue. I can't remember what the issue was. Like, it wasn't starting or something.
Oh yeah, it wasn't starting.
And so Amanda Googled it and she figured something out. And so she ended up buying like a little electronic piece.
Okay, so the circuits. It had a circuit and another piece that was broken. And so all I did is I bought circuits and the piece I needed to replace, and I replaced those. Yeah.
And it ended up working again. And it worked for like another like week or two. And then as I'm driving the car, like the car, like just one day out of the blue, like it started acting like it was slipping from drive to neutral as I was driving it. And it was like, what in the world? And then it would kick back in. And then I got home and I tried putting it in reverse and it would not go in reverse. So it's like, all right, well, this car is dead and it's crappy. It's not worth fixing it. And so we start looking for a new car driving our old Honda Odyssey and, the family van.
So we spend the day driving it around and it's making this weird noise.
Yeah, we're noticing this weird noise.
We take it to the mechanic to check and see what's going on. They're like, yeah, that's your water pump and your timing belt's going to go out.
And so
we wouldn't recommend driving it anywhere.
So that car wasn't worth, fixing up either. And so like within a span of like 2 days, we went from we went from a two car family to a zero car family. And, but we ended up, we actually technically have a third vehicle, but we've been keeping this vehicle off to the side for when our daughter turns 16 in just a few years. It's a great, like, drive around and learn how to drive
cars. Kid car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that ended up becoming our emergency car. And yeah, we ended up just buying another, a much nicer vehicle, one that's going to stick around for a while. So
what kind of vehicle did you get?
A Chevy Traverse.
Nice.
So the junker.
About a year ago, we went down to one vehicle. I had finished up school, so it was like there's no point in, since I work from home, for me having my own vehicle. It's worked out pretty good for us so far, but you're describing the exact issue that we're constantly afraid of is what happens if the car breaks down, and it's happened already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thankfully, as long as you get the packages with the dealership, they're pretty good about it. They'll give you loaners and whatnot.
Well,
it was
hard finding a vehicle out here because the used car market is pretty tight, and we didn't want to buy a brand new vehicle. We had a friend who literally just bought a brand new vehicle, spent $45,000 in cash. And then he was planning on.
So it was about 2 years ago that he bought it.
2 years ago, he was they were not planning on moving, but he ended up getting a job offer out of the country, and now he had to sell the car. He bought it, $45,000 cash, and he sold it for like $26,000.
Oh man,
yeah.
So at least he got that amount back.
Oh, I know. But here's the thing, though. So as we're trying to buy this new car, we found a car. It was perfect. It was so nice. We went there, and it was sold by the time we got there. Then we found another vehicle. This car was even nicer. And we were like, oh, we really want it. And it was on hold. And then somebody bought it, like, the next day. And so anyways, the Chevy Traverse is actually it's pretty dang nice. But it ended up being, like, our third or fourth choice. But we got a really good one. It's a 2016, which supposedly is their best year for Chevy Traverses, like the most reliable, really low mileage, and it's got like all the bells and whistles of
we can stop talking about the car. Okay, we're just really excited about it because we just got it.
Well, I'm excited for you guys. I know. It's always kind of It's always kind of stressful when you don't know how you're going to get where you need to be, especially with Austin being in the military.
Well, the best part is I was calling it Carmageddon.
Well, yeah, that's crazy.
And so we had a Ford Fiesta that broke down and a Ford Focus that was our backup car, basically. And I harvested parts from the Fiesta.
I thought you wanted to stop talking about cars.
I am invested in this. I will let you know. Like, I want to hear this car story. I am invested right now.
So I took the
follow-up questions.
Okay,
so
all right.
We hadn't driven this Ford Focus for like 4 years.
Well,
I took the battery out of the Fiesta and put it into the Focus, and the car started right up.
So, well, okay. If you want to know the full story, I'm going to tell you a little bit more. Okay, so this Ford Fiesta, where did it come from?
No, don't tell that part of the story.
Yes. Okay. Amanda's dad is a yak rancher. And yak rancher. Like, he owns, or he used to be. He actually just recently died.
He just got rid of his 40 head of yak.
But yeah, he owns.
Oh, sad
like,
day, no more yak.
Is he like not profitable or something?
No, he's getting too old.
He's 83.
Yeah. So, anyways,
What's the profit margin on yaks?
It's actually pretty good if you can get a buyer. Because
yaks are pretty rare, and the people that pay for it. But here's the thing, though. So he's a yak rancher, and he needed a car. He ended up, like, trading some yak for this car a long time ago. And
no, he bought it. Brand new.
You have created
this whole story in your head.
I don't even
know where it's coming from.
I swear he traded the yak for it.
No, he bought it brand new from a Ford dealership.
Oh, okay. I really thought he traded the yak for it.
If you're trading a yak for a brand new car, I'm in the wrong business, man. I need to go this way.
I wanted to say, I like the story of trading a yak for a
car.
Okay, so let's skip the reality and go back with my story.
But my dad has, you know those like little infomercials that'll like, invest in these gold coins and like...
Send these yaks.
Oh, he traded yak for that?
He bought yak with those coins.
Oh, okay. Right. All right. So here's the thing. This was a long time ago, and I was gone for a long period of time doing stuff for the Army. Again, I was not in state, and I wanted to buy a new car. I wanted to get a new car, and I guess Amanda just happened to say this, and Amanda's dad overheard it, and he has this personality where like he doesn't really coordinate things; he just kind of like does stuff.
Okay, let me tell you what really happened, because what really happened is like way better than what you're saying. My brother had gotten this slime green Fiesta from my dad. Slime green?
Well, neon green. Like, think of Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yes, it is slime green. That is why it is named slime green.
Continue.
And my brother, so this is my half brother, his mom was getting him a different car. So my dad had to figure out something to do with this car. And he's like, hey, do you want this car? And I'm like, I don't know. I need to talk with Austin first.
Because I
wasn't home.
Well.
I wasn't even home. And so he took that as, yes, we want the car. And he dropped it off at my house.
Well, yeah, he dropped it off. But he didn't tell anybody. And it was just sitting at our house.
At our house.
And it was there for days. And like we didn't know what was going on. It's like, why is your dad's car at our house? And I was out of state completely. And so anyways, long story short, because we're blabbling on, is like her dad offers us thrusts a free car upon us. And when somebody gives you a free car, if you want to have any sort of relationship with this person, you don't go, oh, that's a terrible car, I'm not going to drive it. Like, you're kind of like, well, I feel obligated to drive this thing a little bit now. And so anyways, so I got stuck driving this like this neon slime green car. And what was so funny about it is the only people who thought it was cool were 16-year-old girls. And that's like the truth. I'd be driving. I would go through.
You know a lot of 16-year-old girls.
No, I would go through drive-throughs, like at Wendy's, or whatever. And like the 16-year-old girl cashier, she'd be like, "Oh, that's a really cool car. I like that." And I'm like, "Well, that's because this is a car that a 16-year-old girl would drive, not like a 40-year-old man would drive." Whatever. Anyway, so I played around with this thing just long enough to not hurt the father-in-law's feelings for giving us a free car, but I'm glad it's dead, and now I can drive something a little nicer. Whatever.
Has it down so how old daughter.
Yeah.
So how old was the car? Like, what year was it?
It was a 2012 Fiesta.
Yeah.
It's still not that old.
It's not that old. But the thing is it was used by a rancher out in the middle of nowhere. So
check this out, though. So as weird as it sounds, as like a 40-year-old man driving a neon green car. Yeah. What's even weirder is that her father-in-law is a 30-year E9 Marine, two Purple Hearts, combat experienced Marine, and he's driving this neon green. It's like
the slime green car.
I think the VA needs to check his disability rating or something.
I feel like we need to have him on the podcast.
Oh, he's a character, that's for sure. Oh, you want to hear some stories?
I really just want to hear more about these yaks. Like, I mean.
Well, can we tell the hunting story?
I have many with
the deer and his and the brother-in-law,
the antelope and his cousins.
No, the Rocky Mountain oysters.
Sorry. Yeah, that's the antelope and his cousins.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So my dad is a 30-year Marine veteran.
I don't know what it's called, an outfitter, where you hire somebody to take you hunting up in the mountains. So like when we talk about like take the
a
most
plot to a B budget movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Take the most stereotypical mountain man you can imagine, and that is Amanda's dad. Okay, he lives in the mountains. He grew up in the mountains. He hunts
his own food.
Yeah, we're not exaggerating. He would hunt his food. He would chop down trees to stay warm in the winter. Like he is the most stereotypical mountain man.
Okay, so he takes his cousins out hunting.
Oh, this, yeah.
And they get an antelope, and my dad's prepping it to get in the truck and bring it back to the house, to the cabin. And he was offering pieces of it to his cousins. And
I don't know if this is the story I want.
Oh.
I don't think
it's
the right story.
Shush.
Okay, continue. Okay. Hurry up.
So he's offering pieces of it to his cousins, and his cousins are looking at him like he's crazy. He's like, well, then he goes to the Rocky Mountain oysters part, and he's like, do you want one?
Wait. Do you know what a Rocky Mountain oyster is?
I do. Yeah. Yes.
It's the boys of the male genitalia on an animal, for those who don't know.
It's the balls.
Yes.
Okay. So he slits it open, offers it to his cousins, and his cousins are, like, pale and, like, they're just going to get sick. And they're like, no. And so my dad just pops it in his mouth.
Like,
fresh.
Warm,
fresh from the carcass.
Warm, fresh, disgusting. What in the world are you thinking? So anyways, yeah.
Hence, that's why they're called Rocky Mountain oysters.
So this is why it's so funny that this type of like stereotypical super mountain man would pick a neon green Ford Fiesta to drive.
Maybe he'd be able to see it from the mountain.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, in case he got lost in the woods.
It's easier to find your car when you're 70.
Oh, man. So anyways, that is the story of our cars and why we've got this.
Oh my gosh.
Hard to begin with.
But so I harvested the battery from it, and I also harvested all four tires.
Nice.
Yeah, tires are expensive, man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
All right. I really want to talk some nerdy things.
Ooh, I have one.
Yeah, Jack.
So being in Utah, I got to actually play with my D&D group for the first time in 2 years, and it was so much fun. And we were, and it was great because the last session we did, which was the Saturday before, we were in this fight with this like weird bird creature that was a necromancer kind of thing, and it was like casting really strong spells. And there was a moment where we thought we were screwed. Like, we were like, oh no, like my character was paralyzed, could not move. But then one of the players, she is the person that plays her, like she's a halfling monk kind of thing, but she managed to like do a healing slap on me. So she got me out of paralysis. And then I did a sneak attack on this monster and I rolled a natural 20. And you know, with natural 20, you do like the base value of like your attack and then you roll the dice. So with the sneak attack, I pretty much was like 5 D6s and then another D6 for the weapon I was using.
Nice.
Pretty much the total damage I dealt was like 60 hit points and I killed the thing. And I was just like, yeah, it was so great. So much fun. Yeah. So it was like so much fun. So great. But
man,
it was a very crazy hectic fight. So that was like, it was just so nice to like be playing D&D in person again.
Oh yeah. I bet. So this is the same group that you play with from time to time, but do they meet together and then you're on the line?
Yeah, usually I zoom in. So like, okay. So my friend, the DM, he works for Instructure, which does Canvas, like, Canvas for like schools where like teachers do all the grading and assignment posting and all that. Like he works for that company. And so we would meet at his building on the weekends because nobody's there. And so like that's where we'd play D&D. But yeah, so sure. I've been zooming in. So like I'll be on a screen and then they'll be playing and he projects like the dungeon map and screen shares that with me. So like I've been able to keep it going, but you know, it's just so much fun.
Yeah.
When you're actually there.
In person is a lot of fun. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So during our break, 2 big nerdy movies came out. The Flash and Indiana Jones, The Dial of Destiny. Bob, you stuck your tongue out at The Flash. You didn't like it?
I would rather have seen Indiana Jones, to be honest with you. I went and saw The Flash. There's some good cameos I was really excited about. Some of Michael Keaton did a great job.
Yeah.
Ezra Miller, I swear, he's like one of the most annoying actors I've ever seen.
Yes.
You know, my wife was, for obvious reasons, my wife says that she didn't want to see because she absolutely despised the guy. But I'm
Amanda.
Hate the artist, don't hate the art. So I go watch the movie, and there's just this, spoiler alert, but the alternate Barry had the most irritating and grating laugh possible. It ruined the movie for me, completely ruined the movie. And then at the very end of the movie, when everything shook out and everything, they completely destroyed the golden opportunity that they had to reset the universe. Instead, they had a George Clooney cameo. And it's like, why? Why, man? You could have just introduced the new Batman. You could have said, this is the new Batman. And everybody would have been like, okay, that makes sense. This is the new Superman. Okay, that makes sense. They could have had Kara, because the girl that they had playing Kara, awesome. They did a great job with her. Even if they didn't have her play that incarnation, she really embodied like the physical force of a Kryptonian.
Yeah, I thought she did well. Yeah. I liked the movie. I didn't think there was that much wrong with it. I don't dislike Ezra Miller. I could see if you dislike Ezra Miller, why it would be a hard movie to watch because the entire movie is him starring in it.
That's why I didn't see it. It's because I can't stand him as an actor or as a person.
The, I mean, the the storyline is exactly what you get from the trailers. I think that's a fine storyline for a Flash movie. I enjoyed all that. I thought they played it off pretty well. I mean, the Michael Keaton back as Batman was fantastic. The only thing I didn't like, and I'm not exactly sure how they're doing this. Jekka, did you see it?
I have not. I unfortunately have been running around so much, I have not had a chance to see any movies.
I don't.
My roommates and I wanted to go see the Transformers Rise of the Beast, but stuff came up that we haven't seen, and I'm kind of afraid it'll leave theaters before we get a chance to see it.
I just want to say one more thing about the Flash movie, and you're absolutely right. It is a great Flash storyline. In fact, it's been done a couple. It's already been done before on the small screen. They did it this way. It was a great story and everything, except for those small things that really irritated me. The movie was a solid B. Just like most, I honestly think most DC movies are between an A and a B for me. I actually really like Man of Steel. I really like Batman v Superman. I thought they were decent movies. But with the Flash movie, I think it suffers from something that our society, and I'm not getting metaphysical in this one, but has gotten to the point where we look at the front runner and we're like, hey, we're going to boycott this movie because Ezra Miller. When we forget how many more people there are in that are involved in that movie and that are tied up in the movie succeeding, that aren't the director and the producer and the actors. You have all these other people that have a stake in the movie.
Yeah.
So I would say it's kind of like a band where you've got the front man, the person communicating. And the problem is the front man for The Flash was Ezra Miller. And he was the main advertisement for it, especially in all the trailers. It's about his character.
Yeah.
And honestly, with him being the lead, I haven't liked him in any movie I've ever seen him in.
I like Ezra Miller.
And you can. Okay. That's fine. I've never said you can't. But for me, he is so distracting.
Why, though? In what way? Like the way he talks? His pitch? I mean, like, I don't get it.
It's like watching Pauly Shore.
Okay, so Pauly Shore is funny.
He's funny to my 16-year-old self. My inner 16-year-old, he's funny.
Hey, buddy.
There's so many movies. And
okay,
so many TV
let me
shows.
Put it this way. If Pauly Shore was put in as The Flash, I would find it unwatchable. Just as Ezra Miller as The Flash is unwatchable.
Oh,
did you have a problem with him in the Fantastic Beasts movies?
Absolutely couldn't stand him in it.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he was decent in the first and the second one. It was the third one that he just came off kind of weird.
Well, the third one had a lot of stuff messed up with it.
Trying to shoehorn Dumbledore into there.
Oh my gosh. I was just so upset with the third one that I was just like, I was so sad.
All right. So I, all of the complaints said, I still think The Flash should be watched because of all the other additional things. And there are a lot of additional things. The top being Michael Keaton as Batman again. Which was fantastic.
It's The Flash still in my peers.
Yeah, no. And you know, they brought back General Zod, that whole storyline from Man of Steel. And I thought that was fine. I mean, it was really just a point in time that they used to reference everything for the Flash.
It was a MacGuffin.
Yeah, MacGuffin, exactly. And what I actually liked was how they played off the villain, the main villain for The Flash. It ended up being The Flash.
Which is, I mean, kind of canonically, it's one of his villains. It's himself.
Yes, yes. And so the way they did it, I thought was actually pretty dang cool. And then showing how it worked, because the first time they showed the Flash getting cut up, and he had some of those, you know, I don't know, barbs stuck in him. Like you don't put two and two together right away. It's after he does it a few times, you're like, wait a minute, I'm starting to see a pattern here based off of the original villain. I still think the movie was a lot of fun. We get so many cameos in that movie. We get,
oh yeah, it's an overload though.
but we get all versions of Superman except for Henry Cavill in this. So we get Christopher Reeves. I don't remember the actress who played the original Supergirl in the Supergirl movie from the 80s. We get her. We get Nicolas Cage Superman, who was supposed to be in Tim Burton's Superman, that never actually happened. And what was interesting, I don't know if you know this, Bob, but you know, the script for Tim Burton's Superman, you know, it leaked online, and in that movie there was supposed to be a giant fight with a spider. And what do we see? We actually see Nicolas Cage's Superman fighting a spider from that exact script. And so they actually like resurrected that, which was like unbelievable. And then we get how many different Batmans do we get? So we get Ben Affleck's. Did we get what's his name? I'm trying.
Val? We didn't get Val.
No, we didn't get Val.
Yeah, we wouldn't get Val.
We got Michael Keaton. Did we get? Oh, I can't.
Did you get
Adam West? Did we get Adam West Batman? I'm trying to remember. I think we did. I think we did get Adam West. I think I could be wrong, but I think we got Adam West Batman.
Did you get Christian Bale?
No, we didn't. Oh no.
Okay.
Henry Cavill Superman was in it. If you remember,
he was in it.
Yep, he was in it. Henry Cavill Superman was in it after all. And then after everything's all said and done, they get back. Ezra Miller's Flash thinks he, you know, got away with fixing the universe and getting his dad out of prison. And what happens? Yeah, we get freaking George Clooney's Bat Nips back as Batman, which is unbelievable to see that. I gotta admit though, like George Clooney actually looked pretty good for
being. Always looks good.
Yeah, he did, but he looked pretty good for being old Batman again, or older Bruce Wayne, and it kind of is like, you know, if George Clooney had a real Batman script that took the source material seriously, we might have actually had a pretty cool Batman out of George Clooney. And so even. So I was saying to myself at the end of the movie, okay, one, I don't necessarily like how they wrapped up the story with Michael Keaton's Batman. I don't think I'm going to spoil it for Jekka's sake.
It's fine. Go for it.
No, it's
left my theaters. I'm not going to see it for a while, fortunately.
I absolutely loved how they did it.
Okay, they kill Michael Keaton's Batman.
Oh,
and I did not like
Michael Keaton's Batman.
Well, with a multiverse, sure, you could say that, but I don't like that they killed Michael Keaton's Batman. Here's the weird thing. Because it's a Flash time travel story, you know, every time he died, the Flash kept going back to try to change things to save him. So I can't actually remember the canonical way he died, because he died like 15 different ways. And so do you remember, Bob? Like, how did Michael Keaton's Batman actually die?
You know what? I honestly don't remember. I just remember the time that he crashed the plane.
Yeah, so Michael Keaton's Batman, he doesn't actually die like 15 times in the movie, but he does die like 3 or 4 times, and I can't remember which one's the actual death. But you know, outside of that, I mean, the movie, I enjoyed the movie quite a bit. I thought it was good. Man, you're gonna get that? It's just a Amazon driver dropping something off.
They really do wait. They really do go until 8 p.m.
Yeah, they do. So I say the Flash is worth it, and I'm sorry if we spoiled it for you.
Did you guys get to see Indiana Jones?
Yes.
We did.
Don't spoil that one for me, please.
Jekka, did you see it?
I did not, so yeah, I'm going to ask for no spoilers.
See no you. Spoilers? Okay. All right.
Because I do want to see that. This. I want to try
when
to
you
see
do
it.
See it, we need to just do a brief discussion on the podcast.
How about this? You guys ask us what you want to know about the movie. We won't give spoilers out.
Am I going to be disappointed?
Okay,
was it better than Crystal Skull?
It was better than Crystal Skull.
Yes. Yeah.
My question is like Bob's. It's like, how would you rank it?
Okay, so yeah. I do agree because for me, I did not like the Temple of Doom. I've never liked the Temple. Okay, that's me.
Okay.
And so there is some discussion between people on whether Dial of Destiny is better than the Temple of Doom or the Temple of Doom is better. So it's on par with the Temple of Doom.
I've heard people. Yeah, it's on par with Temple of Doom. I've heard people rank it above Temple of Doom, and I've heard people rank it below Temple of Doom.
I would rank it above Temple of Doom.
But
that's my point.
I rank it below Temple of Doom because Temple of Doom is one of the originals, and that movie freaked me out so much as a kid. It left scars and nightmares.
My daughters.
And that is why it is ranked above Temple of Doom for me.
But there's something funny. There's something nostalgic about the scars it left on my childhood. So
yeah, not for me. There's no nostalgia there.
There is a very okay. There is one part of the movie that pretty much everybody's talking about, and they're trying to wrestle if that is Indiana Jones universe worthy or if it's not. And the best way to explain this is first off, it's not like Crystal Skull's aliens UFO reveal.
Definitely not.
It's not like that. But to give just a comparison, when you talk Crystal Skull with somebody, there's one scene that everybody talks about, and you talk about the aliens, you know? And so when you think of Crystal Skull, you think of the aliens. There's a scene of similar...
Yes.
That stands out, that when people talk about Dial of Destiny, they're going to be like, okay, there is that scene, and that's the scene that people are going to be remembering about Dial of Destiny. Mm. And that scene leaves people going, well, is that Indiana Jones? Is it not Indiana Jones? And it's really 50-50. Some people are like, you know what? It works. It really works because of everything else going on. And then other people were like, yeah, but maybe they took it a step too far. Not nearly as far as Crystal Skull, but they might have taken it just one, maybe two steps too far. And so that there's a lot of discussion and debate on it. But it's a lot better than Crystal Skull overall.
So here's the other question is, do they deal with, what's her name? His new wife, Marion or whatever, in Mutt?
They do. All I'm going to say is I'm not happy with how they dealt with
Well,
it. Austin's okay with that. I'm really unhappy with how they dealt with it.
They say something, but I think...
there's more to it.
I think there's more to it, and I think it actually really does work for the Indiana Jones characters. If people take it at straight face value, I could see why people would be disappointed. But if you think about the personalities of Indiana Jones and his relationship to his dad, and you think about, you know, that there was some friction between him and Sean Connery, there's going to be friction between him and Mutt. And if you think about that when you hear what happened, then you might be able to say, well, there might be actually a way around this that actually completely and utterly fits within the Indiana Jones universe. And I actually do like that because I think it adds a layer of depth to their relationship if what Indiana Jones knows about his son's relationship...
Anyway,
I'm trying to tiptoe.
But you need to stop because it's just fine. Leave it at that. We can discuss it more after they've seen it.
There we go. All right.
Oh, I can say that is definitely one that I'm excited for. I'm definitely excited for, except for the fact that I got to see the new Spider-Man, which they did an amazing job on.
So we didn't. Oh yeah, we did discuss that.
It was you and me, Amanda. It was you and me, Amanda.
I don't know if that ever got posted, but
it got posted.
Okay,
yeah, we did that. We tag teamed that. Yeah, I've been meaning to rewatch that because one of my friends who I visited in Utah, like she and her family, they went and saw it multiple times. And she said every time she watched it, she noticed something new.
Okay, well, here's the
they
thing
kept noticing something new that like tied into like.
But kind of Jekka, there are different versions of the movie.
Did you guys know that? The studio released multiple versions of the movie. So if you go to one theater, if you go to one theater, you'll see one version of the movie. You go to a different theater, you'll see a slightly different version. And so they did.
No,
it's true. Because a couple weeks after it got released, somebody noticed it and they posted like proof. And the directors basically, he got on and said, "I was wondering when people were going to notice our multiverse movie." And that's what they did. And so I'm sure like 95% of it is exactly the same, but there are different versions of it. Isn't that crazy?
That is
wild.
All I can say is that they did an excellent job. They did an excellent job acknowledging all the other Spider-Mans, acknowledging everything else, but being its own thing.
Yes.
Actually having to involve MCU, they did their own Spider-Man. It was perfectly fine and everybody was happy.
I loved it so much.
Yeah.
So much.
And I'm really hoping that we'll get to see the other one.
Well,
but at the same time, I don't know like where they are in the production of the second one because of the writer strike and now the actors are joining it too, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That whole thing, which I'm like, you know, I'm like, respect to them. I'm like, respect to them, you know. No, I totally agree with what they're going for.
I'm waiting for quality. But I'll tell you one thing. I'm mad because I just read an article yesterday that these strikes are seriously derailing Severance Season 2.
That is unacceptable. I'm so mad about that. So but at the same time, I want quality.
So Ben Affleck. Or not Ben Affleck.
You mean Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller. Yeah, Ben Stiller.
He's the director for Severance.
He's the producer.
Is he really? Yes. Ben Stiller is?
Yes. Ben Stiller. Yes?
No.
Yes.
Okay, you look it up, and I'm just going to keep talking.
I'm getting his name wrong.
He wrote that, he basically just said, "Hey, fans, we love you." But yes, the strikes are killing the show for the moment, but the show's not dead. It's just, you know, on strike, whatever. But like I said, you know, I hope Severance 2's quality does not go down because of this. I really hope that Apple does not put out a rushed product and they're willing to wait and just say, let's put out a true Severance Season 2 because it was fantastic. The first season, oh man. And then Foundation Season 2 just came out.
Adam Scott.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I was going to say.
That's why I was like, it's not Ben Stiller. Adam Scott.
So the main actor.
Yeah, Foundation Season 2 came out. And from what I'm hearing, we haven't watched the first episode yet, but from what I'm hearing, the first episode or two of Season 2 is just like leaps and bounds. It's like the best of Season 1. Is what the first two seasons are of season
two episodes.
Yeah. So and Brady, Brady came out to Denver on his way through, and we ate at Genghis Grill where we took you, Jekka.
And Brady was
telling us about how excited he was for Foundation Season 2, and then to top it off, we started watching a TV show called Silo, which is another sci-fi episode. Or TV series on Apple TV Plus it's basically like Fallout, where the Fallout video games, where there's like tens of thousands of people living in like an underground silo, like you would think of for like a stereotypical like nuclear war type of thing. And the people, have you watched any of it?
Isn't it based off a book called Wolf?
Yes.
Yeah, I've read the book. Love the book. So like that right there might push me to get Apple TV, because I'm really curious to see how it is.
Because they put out some really good stuff.
I know.
I highly recommend the book. Read the book. The book is so good. And there are three books. I've only read the first one, but yeah. Anyways, go on.
Yeah.
So from what I read on articles, is they do a really good job of portraying the book on the screen.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Bob, you were saying something.
No, I was just saying that everything I've watched, every original that I've watched on Apple has actually been pretty good. I mean, there's been some meh, but stuff like Foundation, Severance, what was it, Shrinked or whatever it is.
Everyone tells me about Ted Lasso.
Ted Lasso is amazing.
Oh,
I always get the response.
Ted Lasso is like about 8 different kinds of awesome. It just makes me smile every time I watch it.
I'm wondering what they're going to call it now.
Well, yeah, the final season came out.
Continuing on with the characters.
They probably won't. I hope they don't. Well, I really hope they don't.
There's some conversation about continuing on with the actress who wants to
stay. Continue, they're going to call it like AFC Richmond. I guarantee it. That's what they're going to call it. So... yeah, anyways, but Silo's been good. I don't know if I want to give it anything away. If watch the first 2 episodes of Silo. If you're not pulled in, then you probably won't get pulled in. And enjoy
read
the rest
book instead. The book pulls like the book.
Books are for nerds.
First episode. Wow. First chapter sucked me right in. Book's so good.
Yeah. I got my daughter, speaking of books, I got my daughter reading Hail Mary.
Nice. I haven't heard of that one.
Andy Weir wrote
Hail Mary. Yeah, I've been wanting, okay, yeah, no. Yeah,
really
that's
good.
I want to read that, yeah.
You should definitely read it. It's a very good book. The quality is right up there with the way The Martian was written versus Artemis. I didn't really like Artemis.
Yeah, I haven't read Artemis. Like, I was hearing enough reviews about it. I was like, maybe not.
You can totally skip it. But Anywhere really shines on things like The Martian and...
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
Okay.
That's good.
Pull it up on Libby. See if I'll just yoink that.
Oh, yeah. My daughter's super into Libby, the free library app for books.
I know, it's the best.
All right. So... Let's wrap up in the next like 5-10 minutes. I think we should we do a little podcast news or podcast calendar work. So we don't have anything scheduled for next week on our calendar. So far, we've got the Marvels coming out July 30th and the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie coming out.
We can always discuss the Barbie movie next week.
I actually want to see that. That looks hilarious.
It does look so. Oh, Oppenheimer looks good too.
Oppenheimer looks just
phenomenal.
If the trailers are anything like, or if the movie's anything like the trailers, that movie looks amazing.
Yeah.
I will once again be out next week because I'm running away for vacation again. Hashtag sorry, not sorry.
Well, Jekka, you be sure to let me know if you're in the area on Wednesday night, because night's the night I spend up in DC.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, I'm gonna be they're like an hour from Philadelphia.
Oh,
in a town called Pemberton.
Don't worry about it then.
Okay. Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I won't have a car. I'll just be like, wherever they want to go, I'm going with them. Like, this is a no plans vacation where I'm just like, I'm just going to show up and we'll just play it by ear and be like, well, where do we want to go today? And I'll be like, sweet, let's just go.
So I'm going to point out that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem is coming out in August.
Yeah.
And Austin had us watch the Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Turtles.
So we can do a rewind episode.
Michael Bay did the 80s ones?
No. No, no. No, they're before they came out. after that.
This was like 2010.
This,
or
yeah,
so?
This was yeah, yeah.
This was the girl from Transformers. Was April O'Neil?
So
yeah, it was the one where I was like, Megan Fox did a great job, but the writers like gave her crappy lines. Like I felt like she did a good job playing April, but she just had the worst lines ever.
My kids came up with a theme song for it. It was Creepy Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That is true. Like they were very like they were trying to make them very realistic, and I was like, that's still not like turtles are cute. So, you still make them look horrific.
Maybe we should do a rewind episode next week on Michael Bay Ninja Turtles. And just talking Ninja Turtles.
A retrospective on all the Ninja Turtle films.
Okay, and, that works too.
I can do that.
That'll give you plenty, because I mean you got some gold with the Turtles in Time.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I also like texting my thoughts. But don't forget the TMNT one.
Oh yeah, that one.
That was the computer animated one. That one was I like that one for
Mom's texting me about weird things. No, we don't want to talk to you right now, Mom. No.
Mom, bring me the meatloaf.
I'm on the podcast right now, Mom.
I had that conversation with my mom yesterday, but I was at a busy cafe that was really noisy, okay. And I was like, Mom, I can't talk now, sorry.
Austin saw this deal on Amazon Prime, like, summer deal, Prime Day.
It's like a kid's starter smartwatch, in which it's like a GPS tracker, and it's also got, like, a phone. And so, like, you know, we just got it, and our kids are playing.
And I kind of agree because our kids like to roam the neighborhood. Well, it's good to track them down.
This smartwatch is only $60. I mean, it's a starter smartwatch, and I want to get the kids a watch anyways. And but it just happens to have a GPS tracker on it, so we can know where our kids are at, and kids can make phone calls. Anyways, the kids, you know, they drain the battery like crazy, and they tried calling my mom earlier. So my mom's like, "Did you try calling me from a weird number?" I'm like, "Nope." She's like, well, call again. I can talk to you. I'm like, no, I don't want to talk to you right now, Mom.
It's unprofessional for me to answer the phone on the podcast.
We could always call my mom and have her on the podcast. And be like, actually, didn't we do that once?
We've done that before.
Did we?
Yeah, she's been on the podcast.
Right? Oh, yeah, that's right. We did it when I was out in Iowa for Christmas or something.
Yeah, and I'll see because, like, in a couple weeks, I'll have two of my friends visiting, and I'll see if, like, they want to hop on the podcast, too. They'll probably have fun, depending on what we talk about.
So you're saying next week you won't be on the podcast?
That's correct.
Okay. But yeah. Brady will be back on the podcast. And Brady's not here to discuss Ninja Turtles, if he wants to do that.
Well, luckily we have enough time, because Ninja Turtles comes out in August, so... Oh, I see what you mean. Never mind. The plan.
A rewind.
The rewind.
Okay. Well, yeah, we don't really have any other time, because I still think we should talk about the Marvels when that comes out. So, you know, the other news, I mean, this is just nerd news in general, is what Bob Iger's been saying recently, because he's, I don't know if you heard it, but he wants to decrease significantly the amount of MCU content coming out and Star Wars content.
Good.
So, well, yeah, they're.
I mean, don't get me wrong. A lot of the stuff is good, but it's fatigue. They're almost putting too much out at once.
So, you know, sometimes just talking business news is interesting for main events, but I don't know. As of right now, I think I'm leaning towards talking Ninja Turtles as a rewind.
I think so too. We talk superheroes. And Star Wars. Let's talk Ninja Turtles or some other nerdy thing.
All right, Ninja Turtles Rewinded is for next week. So, all right, we are wrapping up right now. Anybody want to say anything about anything before we wrap up? I'll take that as a no.
Yeah, we're good.
Negatory Ghost Rider.
All right, folks. Thanks so much for joining us on another adventure of Super Nerd Podcast. Thank you for our patience while we've been gone and giving us this opportunity to just catch up with you guys. Peace. subscribe and review us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, Anchor Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever else you find us. Next week, I guess we're doing a Ninja Turtles rewind. Make sure to leave us some talk on voicemail at anchor.fm/supernerdpodcast. And you just might be on the upcoming show. You can also email us at supernerdpodcast@gmail.com. Or reach out to us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, search Super Nerd Podcast. Give us a like, give us a share. But from all of us at Super Nerd Podcast, stay nerdy, my friends.
Have fun.
Donatello's the best.
Raphael is? Who are you joking? A Nerd XP! That's what I really wanted to